We leave for Montana in a little over a week, and I'm laying out my gear in our guest room. There's essentially no room for any guests at the moment. Both my grandparents' beds are covered with stuff, the floor, the couch. To be honest, I could throw stuff in my backpack and go today if I needed to. But since I moved the start date because of what I learned about snow on the passes from the Glacier National Park Ranger last week, I've got time. And I like double-checking things to ensure everything's working as it's supposed to, nothing's damaged, and to see if I can come up with any nifty MacGyver hacks to make my gear lighter and more useful. I'm separating stuff out for my most favorite trail angel of all, Richard, who will send stuff ahead as I need it. There's the sun umbrella, which I'll trade out in a month when I send back my ice axe and micro spikes, and the warm sleeping bag I'll trade out for the less warm sleeping quilt. But right this moment, I'm getting my priorities straight. I'm putting stickers on water bottles. They're mostly from gear companies like Leckie and Sawyer. One is a picture of a silverback gorilla from Gossamer Gear. My new bright yellow pack is called a gorilla, with a mantra all about carrying less and doing more. Then there's just a sticker on its own with a hammock like a smile. It says, "Off into the forest I go to lose my mind and find my soul." Okay, I get the finding my soul part. Losing my mind? I'm not too sure on that one. You're listening to the Blissful Hiker Podcast. I'm Allison Young, the Blissful Hiker, sometime professional flutist, sometime voice artist, and full-time pedestrian. Thanks so much to Leckie and Belega for their support. Also Summit Orthopedics, experts in joint pain and injuries, and my choice for 2 total hip replacements. I guess you could call me Bionic Bliss these days. My goal in sharing stories of walking long-distance trails as a solo, female, middle-aged, titanium-reinforced hiker is to empower you to learn to hike your own hike, too. So, here we go. In the backpacking world, we talk about the big 3, the most important bits of gear and likely the most expensive: your backpack, your tent or shelter, and your sleeping bag or sleeping system. How about I start with the pack I mentioned, the Gossamer Gear Gorilla 50 Ultralight Backpack. It's brand new to me and a gift from Gossamer Gear. It's a bit lighter than what I've carried in the past, at 1 pound 13 ounces, or 0.8 kilos, and it's just a glorified bag with straps. There's no brain, just a rollover top with a zip pouch. The removable frame is aluminum, and there's a foam sit pad stuffed in the back, which could prove to be a faff since I love sitting on a sit pad and I'd have to take it out and shove it back in every time I want to sit down. There's 2 giant pockets on the side for my water, which is easy-ishly grabbed while I'm walking, and then the signature Gossamer Gear massive mesh pocket in the back for all kinds of stuff. Snacks, my hat, my rain gear, chihuahuas. And the pack is this bright ballpark mustard yellow. Why am I taking this pack? It's only 50 liters in a 30-pound capacity, so I'll be forced to be light and to be organized. It's been feeling pretty good filled with soup cans on my training walks, so we'll see how it manages with a 7-day carry of food.
Bear-resistant food sack. Feel how light this is.
How many pictures did it take to get a hungry grizzly pose on the front of that box?
Speaking of which, I should probably jump in here for just a second and talk about the Ursack that I bought. Last week on Blissful Hiker, I spoke with the company, and I chose size over quality. I bought an Ursack Major Extra Large 15-liter. And it looks like a giant canvas bag and is so much lighter and compressible than a hard-sided bear canister. Sadly, the Almighty, which is supposed to be bear and critter-proof, only comes in 10 or 30 liters. And I can't see myself stuffing 7 days of food into a 10-liter bag. And 30 is almost the size of my backpack. So I'm getting this 15-liter Major, which I guess critters can get into. So I'm adding two huge Lopsak odor-proof barrier bags and the REI mail bag that it was sent in that doubles as my garbage bag. It all weighs about 12 ounces, and this is before any food has been put in.
I hope it's big enough. Let's just see. Because I'm going over to REI now, too, because I kind of live at REI at the moment.
Well, and then there's the matter of hanging it. I cut myself about 30 feet of paracord, and I added a wee little bag to put rocks in that will make throwing the whole contraption over a pole or tree much easier. And that adds another couple of ounces to my carry. I know all this adding up of stuff may seem a little bit ridiculous. I am a bit of what they call a gram weenie. But think about it. I'm trying to carry all I need and nothing more into the backcountry over 4 months. I'll be hitting towns and I'll get resupplied, but it's the little things that you forget, like a garbage bag or a rope, that can really trip you up. But I doubt I'm going to forget my tent. Gossamer Gear also supplied me with their classic shelter. It's called The One. It's an ultralight, minimalist shelter in one large piece of sil nylon and mesh, and it's held up with trekking poles and then staked out using 6 stakes. There's one door and then this huge vestibule and what's called a bathtub floor of more impermeable material, so as long as I'm careful where I sit, I shouldn't need a ground cover. It's really massive inside. I can actually sit up, and I'll be totally protected from rain and bugs. On my Superior Hiking Trail Shakedown test hike, I set the tent with rocks because the pegs wouldn't go in. And when the wind got big that night, the tent barely moved. It weighs 1 pound and 5 ounces and packs down to the size of a hamster. Setting the tent and keeping me upright are my favorite trekking poles of all, made by Leckie. I'm trying out a new style that they sent me called Cross Trail. It uses the Trigger Sharp system with removable mesh straps, more like cross-country ski straps. Leckie sent me aluminum poles this time, and I really love carbon, but I gotta say, aluminum is so much more sturdy. I mean, there's a case in point when I wiped out in mud hiking the Nelson Lakes, and I ended up bending my Leckie poles, but still used them for another 1,000 miles, and I had no trouble crossing dangerous rivers. Leckie are the best. Well, I've covered two of the big three, the pack and the shelter, and now it's the sleeping system. Well, it's going to be cold and possibly damp in Glacier National Park, so I'm taking Big Greenie, my Western Mountaineering Versalite mummy bag that rates to 10 degrees. It's 850-plus goose down with a big wraparound collar. But all that fluff does come with a price. It weighs 2 pounds, and it takes up pretty much all of the bottom of my pack. I'm still going to use a blow-up mattress, Thermarest's NeoAir X-Lite, along with a Montbel blow-up pillow. Of course, that means I have to pack a repair kit. Surprisingly, and completely knock on wood, I have not had a puncture yet in over 8,000 miles using it. It's much warmer to use a Thermarest above ground, and all my body can take now that I'm in my late 50s. But there is a warning to all of you who want to sleep closely to me. This mattress is really loud every time I turn over. You're listening to the Blissful Hiker podcast, a series of personal essays coupled with found sound and my own flute playing that explores a journey of self-discovery as a middle-aged woman and hoping some of the badass decisions that I've made to blaze my own trails empower you. So now that we've gotten kind of the big stuff out of the way, everything gets smaller and a bit more complicated. How about we start with clothes? Now, I take real rain gear, Columbia OutDry X-Rain Jacket. It's kind of heavy, it's 11 ounces, and it feels a bit like an old-time Macintosh. Now, right now, because my legs are so swollen from my hip surgeries, I can't get the Columbia pants over my thighs. And so my friend gave me a pair of Mountain Hardwear rain pants that are much thinner and lighter at only 7 ounces. I throw a pair of mountain laurel rain mitts in the pocket. They're like giant mittens that cinch at the wrist, and they're brilliant in heavy rain and even in cold. I'm taking a merino wool hoodie and t-shirt that Ibex supplied me with. Ibex makes the softest blend of fabrics that turn out to be very durable, and merino does not stink, even after days of wearing it. I've got Mountain Hardwear 7-ounce puffy, a turtle fur cap, and Rab gloves, plus a pair of flip-flops that I found at Goodwill. I don't know about those flip-flops. They're kind of big. So those are mostly clothes I'm going to pack. Clothes to wear are all about covering up from the sun. I've got a long-sleeve shirt, long pants, a buff, and a sun hat. And I actually just picked up a pair of Outdoor Research Chain Reaction Sensor Liners UPF 50. They're these super soft gloves and supposed to be wicking. These are unlike any other sun gloves that I've worn because they cover the entire hand, so there's no more finger tan. My feet will be wearing La Sportiva Akira running shoes with the best tread around, made of the same stuff as climbing shoes. They've got Superfeet orange insoles for high impact, and I'm wearing Balega socks, which have kept me blister-free for over 5,000 miles. And I also have a little trick. I use 2 gel toe spacers between my big toe and the first toe. It helps keep them from crunching together as they're wont to do. For personal items, I'm starting out the trail with a Kula Cloth pee rag. It's a miracle of antimicrobial, silver-infused, absorbent material, and it helps me leave no trace by not making garbage and only watering the flowers. My toilet kit, though, has some paper and wipies and a plastic trowel to dig a cat hole. I actually plan on using a backcountry bidet to save on garbage. I think maybe we won't go into that too deeply on this podcast. I've given a nod to the first ultralight backpacker, Ray Jardine, and I cut my toothbrush in half.
Perfect. Let's do the other one.
And mostly that's so it fits in my tiny kit with paste and floss, lotion, a comb, and earplugs. I recently interviewed Steve McClure at the Mountaineers about the 10 essentials, and he recommended a particular sunscreen I'm going to try. It's called Australian Botanical Tinted Face Cream, and the reason it's tinted is because it's made with zinc oxide, which is the very best sun protection. But it's tinted so you don't look like a clown. And listen up, gals, my lip balm is Blistex Lip Vibrance SPF 15 with a hint of color and a mirror on the cap. And it keeps me covered from getting burned, but I also look a little bit more presentable on the trail.
Use Leuco tape. It comes in a box like this, and it's real thick tape.
My first aid kit is very basic. I've got Sudafed for bee stings, some ibuprofen, a couple of blister bandages, which work great on cuts because they're medicated, my nail clippers, a tiny Swiss Army knife with tweezers, and a toothpick that, amazingly, hasn't gotten lost yet. And I also ordered Leuco tape. It's called a backpacker's secret weapon because the tape is high tensile and super sticky, even when wet or chafing. And also in the personal care, do not forget the bug burka. The minute the snow melts, the bugs are out in squadrons. For some odd reason, I actually sent the bug net home in the fall on the PCT, and I was swarmed by gnats. I mean, they didn't bite, but I breathed them in, and it was not pleasant. I'll ask you this if it's a luxury item to take a tiny comb. How about the wee pakohe given to me on the Whanganui by 7-year-old Maddie? It's a little tiny black stone, and it's been in my toiletries bag all this time. I don't think the pakohe stone is going to add weight. Which really adds weight are my electronics. My iPhone Max itself weighs over 7 ounces, and my RAV rechargeable battery is 14.5 ounces. I am taking one luxury item of electronics, a 7-ounce Kobo reader. Also, I still have that silly old black diamond spot headlamp that's impossible to remember how to turn on and off. On the PCT, I never used it, but I still throw it in with AAA batteries just in case I have to hike at night. I really ought to get a smaller emergency light. Let's put that on my list. The 10 essentials, which is basically an insurance policy when you're out in the backcountry, includes a whole section just on navigation. and the mountaineers recommend 5 tools of navigation. 5! Map, compass, GPS, emergency beacon, and an altimeter. Well, I hope to mostly use my phone as a map, but phones break and they suck power. My Garmin InReach Mini 2-way GPS covers one important element of tracking, so Richard knows where I am, plus it has an SOS button. But paper maps and a compass are never going to break or run out of power, and they nearly always get you out of a jam. There's freedom and empowerment in knowing where you are, where you're going, and all the options should you want or need to change your route. I've always been a bit of a trail follower and not a trail know-all-abouter. That's about to change. But more on that in the next episode, because right now, I'm still making sure I'm packing all I need. And the next part is maybe the biggest change of what's coming up on the trail for me. It's the kitchen. I am actually going to go stoveless. I am not a hardcore backpacker. I'm 56 with new hips. But I actually don't enjoy cooking on trail. I don't drink coffee, so I don't need anything hot. And I like my meals quick and easy. Backcountry Foodie, a website-based recipe and meal planning company, sent me a membership, and I am hooked. Erin Owens Mayhew is a registered dietitian and a backpacker and knows her food and the calories that you need for long-distance thru-hiking. The site is super organized to plan your meals, even for people like me who plan not to cook. I know, you're probably thinking, what is she going to eat? There's hummus, there's pasta meals, there's cereals, there's smoothies and chickpeas. I think I'm going to be okay.
Just so I don't have to squeeze on trail, busting my hands at home.
Sawyer actually sent me a new squeeze, a water filtration system that fits in your hands and weighs 3 ounces. So what I did was I created a gravity fill without any squeezing required. I punched holes in the bottom flaps and affixed a hanging line. I screwed on the filter and then loosely attached the filter to a bottle with a coupler.
It's barely holding on.
And I actually timed filling my bottle, and it came in under 4 minutes. I mean, how about that? So that's basically what I'm doing. I have forgotten a few things. Oh yeah, in Montana, I'll pack my Black Diamond Raven Pro 70mm ice axe and a leash for the snowfields, snowline microspikes, and counter-assault bear deterrent. The weight is significant. It adds almost 3 pounds. Ugh. But I mean, where can I cut weight? And is all of this going to fit in my bag? Well, let's see.
This backpack is so small. There might be room for food. Let's try it. God, that's heavy. Okay.
Things seem to fit without food or water. Yikes, 13 pounds. The climber Dan May said, when preparing to climb a mountain, pack a light heart. Well, I may not be fitting the rules of ultralight sub 10 pounds, but you got to be warm and safe and dry and always trying to remember why you named yourself Blissful Hiker, because hiking is supposed to be blissful. I've posted links to my gear list in the show notes and the companies that I really love, like Kula Cloth, Ibex, Backcountry Foodie, Leckie, Gossamer Gear, and more. The weights are in pounds and ounces and grams, and I'd love to hear from you what you carry and why, and if you think I ought to make some changes to my gear list. Blissful Hiker is actually on Patreon right now. You can support the show that I will record while on trail. And as a patron, you'll get an invitation to private cocktail parties along the CDT, where you can ask questions and hang out with me wherever I happen to be via Zoom. There's a link to Patreon in the show notes and on the website where you can contact me, get the gear list, and more episodes of Blissful Hiker. It's blissfulhiker.com. Next week, the creativity never stops at Blissful Hiker Labs. It's maps and it's food. Until then, my friends, kia kaha and happy trails.